Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, good evening. I'm going to call this Budget and Finance Committee meeting to order. Let's see. Just as we do not have so much as a formal agenda like we normally have, but we do have this nice packet you have in front of you. Mr. Higgins, can I ask you a favor?
Yes, sir.
Do you mind to put these on the thing?
Thing?
The ledge over there for anybody who wants one.
These are being placed on the thing.
Thank you. Thanks, sir. I believe these are in order. These are the leftover budgets that we did not get to on Tuesday. So kind of, we're going to go through these budgets, and then at the very end, we're going to talk about COLA. So that's the plan. Any questions?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. So first up, we've got a fun one, Circuit Court, Third Division. Justice Moss, I'll let you.
Make a motion that we put the budget for Peer Services Specialty Court at a Fund 3528, Department 0403, Circuit Court, Third Division on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, Justice. The reason this one is in front of us again, if you look at your projection sheet over here, let's see, 3528. If you look at your projections sheet, the issue here is that, well, all right, this is a grant that funds this position for $50,000 is what this is. They're asking for $52,695 and some change. So the argument is you're asking for more than what we have available. There is a potential that the grant cycle is from September to September. So there's a potential that this grant is not granted again come September, I guess, of 2025. Therefore, in theory, the $50,000 would cover the first 9 months of 2024. And then if the grant's not picked up, it'd be good. So there are some issues with this one. Like, Judge Clausen's not able to make it tonight. We don't really know what the answer is here. Mr. Murphy looks like he wants to say something.
Judge Mahaffey, I think Judge Clausen, and I don't want to exactly speak for him, but when he came previously, he mentioned that he had a second grant that he had just been awarded, which was a $1 million grant, which is $250,000 over 4 years. I don't know, but I suspect Judge Clausen expects to use part of that grant to pay the leftover, if you will. Once again, I don't know that. I haven't spoken with him directly about that, but I know that he really likes the individual that he hired and wants to keep that individual on.
So kind of my recommendation, I think, though, is just, I think we're able to pass this tonight and we can pick it up again next year and kind of fix it where it needs to be fixed when that time comes. We'll have more information. We'll know what's going on. We can move some things around. We can make the fix.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We do anticipate another $50,000 in carryover that's going to be deposited in December that I was not aware of.
So that makes it all
it's
good.
It's going to cover us as far as statutorily.
Okay.
Once again, but we still need to work out the issues.
Okay. So the money will be in the bank. It's just really money in the bank that should be for a different period of time than what it's being used for. We'll figure it out. All right. Any more discussion or questions on this one? All those in favor of passing 3528.0403, say aye. Any opposed? All right. I think we are going to hold the next two budgets until the end. Our district court budgets.
Make a motion to put on the table for discussion out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0417 Public Defender.
Second.
All right. Mr. Clemens, thank you for joining us today. And I don't remember what questions we had or why we delayed your budget for today. I just can't remember. It was a long day Tuesday. Yeah, you're fine.
So we are looking at 0417, the public defender court of this.
Yes.
We have three.
Yeah, 0417, Fund 1000.
Okay, so they're all.
They're all out of different funds.
Out of different funds. That's what my questions were. And so the different personal services that you have.
Justice Coates, you might have questions about the second budget that's for the public defender.
The devils.
That's right. My guess is we'll probably leave the limit questions to the first one, to the first budget to deal with that.
Okay.
And then we can move on to the second.
Justice, any questions on Fund 1000, the County General Fund, Department 0417?
Yes. And if I may, the first line, the 1001, the salaries full-time, and the different public that is not all of the salaries in your office. What salary does that pay?
I have two positions funded through the county. One is a part-time position that is assigned to Judge Foster's domestic violence court.
Mm-hmm.
The other is a full-time position that was approved by the court in June, I believe, to handle first appearances in the division's district court and fully staff Judge Carnahan's district court. Those are the two staff positions. Those are the only two.
Good. All right. Justice, all in favor of passing 1000.0417, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Make a motion to put on the table for discussion out of Fund 3024, Public Defender Fund, Department 0417, Public Defender.
Second.
All right, Justice, the only thing we see here is a little bit of increase in training, education, and rent, it looks like. Any questions on this budget?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The 3009 other professional services for $4,500. What is that for?
That is for a situation where we have to have, for example, if we had a higher process server, we have, on periodically, we have to have technicians come in and provide maintenance on computers and things of that nature. Frankly, we don't dip into that very deeply. It's a more of a just in case.
All right. Just as all in favor of passing 3024.0417, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right. Motion to put on the table for discussion out of Fund 3026, Public Defender Investigator, Department 0417, Public Defender Investigator.
Second.
Just code.
Okay, so the appropriation for 2024 was $56,000, so that is not quite doubling, but almost to $103,783. Can you explain what that is for?
Yes, I can. That is an embarrassment on my part. The Public Defender Investigator Fund is funded not by the county, but by filing fees and earnbacks from the city. And it accumulates at varying rates. When I was preparing this budget back in October, I did not have a current balance in the account so that I could properly budget the amount. And I asked the treasurer's office for a current and anticipated balance, and apparently I couldn't read the numbers correctly and just got the wrong number. The actual numbers, according to the judge's office, is $81,788.40, is what I should be asking. Total funds available currently is $76,876, projected revenue of $14,000, leaving total funds available $90,876 with a 10% holdback. $81,788.40 is what I should have asked for.
You lost me, first of all, so we're
going to
slow right now.
Spitting it out.
That's okay. So the 2025 appropriation where it says $103,783, you're asking for how much?
First of all, that was based on my misreading of numbers from the treasurer's office.
Yes, sir.
What I have been informed the actual numbers are is our fund balance as of January 1st, 2025, will be $76,876. I have been informed that the projected revenue will be $14,000.
Okay.
We didn't anticipate total fund $90,876,
okay,
with a 10% reserve of $9,087.60, leaving a proper budgeted amount of $81,788.40, which is what I actually should be asking for.
I think we just need a motion to amend that to the 81,788.40.
So we're amending the 47,783 to 81?
No, the 103 down to 81. Mr. Flemons, just like you asked for $56,000 last year, how much have you spent of that this year?
None
of it. Okay. So you just asked for a max appropriation, knowing that you'll spend it if you need it, or how does that work? Like, what's your guess here?
In years past, I've had to use significant amounts of that fund, hiring extra help, specialty needs for a short-term basis. So I want to have that money budgeted in case I need it. Anything I don't spend will
carries over.
Remain in that fund 3026.
Okay. So it's not like you anticipate spending $80,000 this year. You just don't know. You're just there. Something happens. Yeah, because you only revenue $14,000 a year in this fund. Okay, that was my only question.
I can't hire an investigator for $14,000 a year, and I would exhaust that fund very rapidly if I attempted to do that.
Oh, yeah.
So it seems the appropriate thing to do is just to hold it in reserve and use it on an ad hoc basis when we need it.
It is my understanding that this other services can be used not just for an investigator, but whatever services are necessary in your office.
Twice in the past, the court has given me permission to temporarily hire a part-time attorney to help with excess caseload for a short period of time. And that's what we have spent that money for most recently.
And what about any administrative assistant, receptionist, any type of, if you don't have anybody in your office to do that?
Well, we have two staff members that are paid for about the second decisions. So they do a whole lot of work, but we have not asked for an administrative position.
So the state pays for the administrative position,
two positions
in your office?
For the entire district.
Okay.
We get a little bit of help from Van Buren County. Van Buren County has a staff position, a legal assistant position, but she just works on Van Buren County cases, helps us up there. So the two ladies in our Faulkner County office have been part of administrative support for the entire district. But of course, the caseload for the entire district is mostly Faulkner. And so they use most of their time on Faulkner County issues. Their duties also include the necessities of being a state agency, monthly reports, annual reports, the counties to the state public commission. So they work on legal assistant tasks for all of the lawyers, but also do the accounting or reporting to the commission. Those are the two state funded support staff positions.
How many cases go through your office per year, or your district per year?
I wouldn't prepare to answer that
question. Sorry.
A lot.
A lot.
I think Faulkner County criminal circuit court filings are over 1,000 for this year. Probably 90% of those are ours. And then there's two divisions, District Court and Faulkner County, and also Van Buren County, that is not affected by our budget here. We also have Searcy County. I have a part-time public defender assigned to work in Searcy County, and I cover cases in all three counties, and I have another state-funded part-time public defender who has covered some conflicts up in Searcy and Van Buren County as well.
If I may be forthcoming.
Please.
I love seeing what each office does and seeing where our money is spent. And I've not spent any time in your office. And thankfully, I've not ever needed a public defender. But with that being said, I have received multiple phone calls about some of the administrative tasks in your office, phone calls not being returned, or even the attorneys not being able to visit with some of the defendants and all of those things. And I don't say that to anything negative at all. I think your workload is probably overwhelming if we're honest with each other. So I'm absolutely in favor of setting this money aside for other services and charges, but I do want you to at least consider if you need help, this money is there to take care of our citizens and the people in our district, and we want to make sure that that's done.
Thank you. If you get calls in the future, please refer them to me, because if I get complaints, I investigate one. Also bear in mind that the majority of my attorneys are part-time attorneys who also maintain a private practice. They're not in my, they're not full-time attorneys and they're not physically in my office. Some of our part-time public defenders fly solo. So they don't have a secretary, and our two staff members can't provide secretarial support for them. Mm-hmm. So I recognize that there are times when you turn phone calls on the name because you're a solo attorney, you have a large, an excessively large public defender docket, and a private practice, and you're in court several days a week. Sometimes returning phone calls is not the highest priority in your practice. And I was a part-time public defender for 20 years, so I understand how it works.
And overwhelming, I'm sure.
If you go to the Arkansas Public Defender Commission website, there is a link to a detailed multi-year national study on public defender resources. It makes some pretty interesting and incredibly dense. So it might be something you'd like to take a look at.
I'm going to pull that up. But I appreciate your openness and listening. I'm definitely I'm for this budget, obviously, but there have been some issues and I've received some phone calls and I like to address those.
Well, I appreciate
those concerns
that.
And if that's where we need to spend our money to have the impact on our citizens in our county, then
I appreciate that, and I would love for you to come hang out with us.
I will do that. I don't know about a few days, but a few hours. Thank you.
All right, just as if we want to move forward with this budget, we just need a motion to amend that line item.
I make a motion to amend Fund 3026, Department 0417, to take out the 103,783,02 and amend that to $81,788.46.
Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Any more discussion on the budget? All in favor of the passage of 3026.0417, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Motion to put on the table for discussion out of Fund 3401, Museum Department 0604.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for the museum's budget. The only thing that I would say is that unless y'all have a different budget, this looks like the same budget that we had before us the other night, which is still over budget. It's on my sheet here. Do y'all have any recommended updates that we can make to your budget to bring us down to a passable amount, I guess? Because we've got to get down to $43,854.30.
Yes, no, we did not submit anything new from that necessarily.
Okay.
The one idea, as we talked about it being a county building, the mm-hmm. only expenses left in this are the personnel expenses, which are $63,000. That's the bulk of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then about $12,000 for utilities and less than $1,000, I think, for insurance. And so our thought process was just, if being a county building, if the county covered the insurance and utilities, and Mr. Sanson, what do you project for the, what are you going to project for the revenue?
Just
yeah. Was it 53 or 55, was it? What said? I said 55 or 53.
Right now, it's 48.5 right now is what we have in front of us.
I thought you said you had revised up to 55. Anyway, Yeah. And so if the budget is 55, we'll go with that. That's what our numbers here wrote out. Versus 63 left in personnel, that's 8,000 short. We could raise that next year and start to raise as much as we can. We think we can raise at least 8,000 to augment that to keep the,
okay,
the salary. So that's what we're looking at.
And us taking the 12, it was there, yeah. What did you say about the 12?
Yeah, the utilities and insurance is close to 13, close to 13. Mr. Tass. Mr. Tassin, what did you say was going to be the revised revenue number for the museum? Did you say that today?
It's on the sheet there. The ad valorem tax is like 47. 47.5 is going to be the new ad valorem.
Okay.
And I believe there was a, like maybe just a little bit more other than that. I want to say 48.5 was the,
okay,
was the number. But give me out in front of me.
Yeah, 48.5 is what we have, okay, in front of us.
Okay. Well, that would take that 8,000 deficit then probably closer to 13, 14. But again, that's something we would raise privately to make up the difference.
So,
and then, you know, the judge and I, we've talked every day, we talked today, and, you know, the cliff that the voluntary taxes have kind of fallen off of, he thinks, I agree that it's going to start to come back next year and plug the gaps. This is probably looking at just a one-time deal that kind of plug it till it comes back.
Yeah, my recommendation, I'll just jump in here, Mr. Chairman, if that's okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my recommendation, which I told Mr. Garnes and the multiple members of the board, is, you know, I have no problem recommending to the court that you consider covering that. I think the budget's been flat for several years. The budget presented, I think, is 75,000.
76.
Yeah. Right. So, as with the other volunteer tax organizations, they've all seen the tax revenue go off a cliff, and I think that's directly attributable to the economy. I don't think that's any secret. I don't think that's a permanent thing. I expect that to bounce back. We've got many years of history and track record with voluntary tax receipts. Each and every one of them is a worthy cause. I think you're going to see with the museum, it's 100% dependent upon that revenue stream. And so it is the most impacted when that revenue falls off. I don't see any wildly excessive spending or anything like that at all. That's just not the case. I expect that revenue to come back. I'm going to make efforts myself. I know the board has really stepped up. The leader has really stepped up. And I think most of you around here would have seen those efforts. For me personally, that's really what I wanted to see. You know, rather than coming to you, because you have dozens of folks who come every year, more than that, to ask for more money, can you give us a good faith effort? And that was the discussion we had back in May, if you'll recall. So what the library did in response to that was look, and they're like, well, we do have kind of this rainy day fund that was benevolent giving. I think it was a donation. I'm not sure where that came from. But they just spent that down to almost zero. I think they may have $3,000 or something left in that. Not enough to cover this revenue shortfall for this year. But my recommendation is, if given assurance that this is not going to be an annual occurrence, where they come back and ask for you to fill the gap to this budgeted amount for expenditures, then I really have zero problem at all recommending to you and asking this county judge, hey, consider covering that gap. They're not going to come back and do that next year. They don't anticipate they'd have a revenue shortfall. It just takes a little bit to gear up a program like working with the others in the Volunteer Tax Coalition for those results to happen. You know, folks are billed one time a year for property taxes, and I expect those to jump back up next year with folks checking the box and with the coalition of volunteer tax entities to educate our public, particularly the ones who never see the property tax bill because it's escrowed up with their mortgage, and they don't see the box to check. They're working to try to crack that, to bridge that gap. So, but I told Sue Ferris, who's in attendance today, a longtime friend of mine, you know, it's not a whole lot of money. I mean, a $75,000 budget is just not a whole lot of money. Our museum has greater value than that to our public, and I believe that. So that's really what I would tell. That's really what I would tell the budget committee tonight is you're not talking about a ton of money. The fact of the matter is, you know, there's no. It's not like they got zero tax revenue. You know, they're not gonna close the museum tomorrow for lack of revenue or January 1st. So they've got money to make it partially through the year. So the way I see it, the budget committee's really got two options. I strongly recommend against closing the museum. I don't think anybody on the committee wants to do that. I've not heard anyone say anything like that. But you really got two options. Do you make the difference up for them tonight? Give them a little bit of a cushion throughout the year. As we know, those revenues come in really in two big waves, to oversimplify. Or you can wait and see how that revenue comes in through the year. After all, we're dealing with projected numbers here. But I would not mind as the county judge and as a citizen giving them a little bit of a cushion. If it were a bigger budget or we didn't see good faith effort, I would not be advocating in favor of that. So that's my position on it. If you've got any questions, I'll be happy to answer any of them. But I have had more conversations than I can recount, phone call, in person, all the above. So that's where I'm at on it, in case you're interested.
Thank you, Judge.
You asked some questions about attendance and things the other day, and Lady came up with these numbers. Year to date, well, from January 1 to the end of October, so for 10 months, these are the ones that signed the guest book. Not everybody signs the guest book, but 1,104 people signed the guest book the first 10 months of the year. And on the way out is you've seen every museum little donation thing. And that collected about $1,424 just in that. So a little over a buck a piece for everybody that comes in to drop off. Of course, some people don't put anything in there. Some put 5, 10, 20 in there. So that's that. We also have other collections. That's just the cash that goes in that thing. We have people that give checks periodically. So we still raise private money. We've tried to ramp that up, you know, this year as well. People have come from Korea, Germany, Australia, as well as California, Alabama, Texas, Missouri, Mississippi, Tennessee, Illinois, Virginia, Maryland, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Mexico, Alaska, Utah, Colorado, Louisiana, Florida, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, and New Jersey, and Arizona. So people come, it's not just Faulkner County people that come, but people, it's a destination for people that come to our county to look for things. So.
Thank you, Mr. Grimes. Justin, I'm going to ask maybe an accounting question here. I don't see Mr. Sanson in here anymore. Oh, you're hiding behind the thing over there. Yeah, thank you. And this may be a Margaret question, too. I don't know whose question this is. If we decide kind of what Judge says to float this budget, what exactly does that mean? We choose what fund we want to float it out of, and we create a new department for that budget to fund a portion of this salary line item or utilities or whatever it is. The delta, the $35,000 delta.
Let's start with what would you like to do?
I don't know that. I guess I want to know what I can do.
You can do anything you want.
I can do anything I want. All right, just be honest. I'm just sitting here looking. To me, it's a conversation whether it's a museum, a dog catcher, whatever. It doesn't matter what we know. All of our entities in this county are important. We know they all do important work. It's the principle of what we're standing on here as far as what we're doing. You either have money or you don't have money. And if you don't have money, where are you going to get it from? To me, as soon as you put your foot in the door of County General, that doesn't ever go away, in my experience. Anybody who's been in county government any amount of time can tell me different. In my experience, as soon as you put your foot in County General budget, that doesn't ever go away. Because no, we don't like to be bad guys, and we don't like to say no to people. We've experienced that too. I'm looking at this budget. I see a fund called CARES Act. That was free money that we were given. It's one-time money. Once it's gone, it's gone. And if this is a one-time request to fund this budget next year until they can get back on their feet, figure out a plan going forward, then I suggest we pay this small amount, like the judge was saying, of $35,000 out of our CARES Act fund. CARES Act is different from ARP. It was a totally different shindig. We have $960,000 available to appropriate out of CARES Act. Now, I say that knowing that the bulk of that money was probably going to go towards the county jail. I'm just guessing. That's probably what is that. Am I right there? The bulk of that was going to go to county jail. So, we can pick another fund and pull it out of any other fund, but it's up to us.
We know exactly how much from the tax, so we can know that we have a little.
Right now, nothing comes out of CARES Act.
Well, how much of the is this going to go to the jail extension? Because the last thing you want to do is say we'll take this out and the jail extension is this much out, and you have a little bit of it.
I don't know the full picture of the jail expansion and what that looks like, but I would bet every dime of this was going to go towards it in some way, shape, or form. Judge?
That's correct. And so, worried a larger amount than that, I would be in the back of the room screaming and waiting. But again, that's just a blip, and we've got to know. We're going to need every bit of that to go. It wouldn't be available for anything else on the judge's office recommendation, for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else have any? I definitely am not for taking it out of the CARES Act, mainly because that money has been set aside and spoken for to a certain extent. We all have passed a resolution that we want to build a new detention center, and that's a necessity for our county. I feel like we have a lot of different options. You know, shutting the museum down was one of them. I don't think it has to be an all or none situation. I mean, we could go to 4 days a week and cut our costs. And later on, that could possibly, I mean, if you can't pay for something, you have to quit doing it. I mean, that's how I run my household, and that's how I go forward with the county. But with that being said, I also think that the museum provides a lot of relevancy to our county and our citizens. We did agree, or put in the budget for a grant writer for the county. So bringing on board the grant writer could in turn create revenue for the museum. So that could cover part of this cost and probably will. I mean, I would imagine there are grants available and you have a professional that's doing that full time. That could be part of the money that's going to be covered in that. We talked about maintaining the county buildings. I don't know if any of y'all have been over there. I'm not proud to walk in there and say that that is a county-owned building. So taking over the maintenance of that building, I don't have any problem with that. And I don't know how that needs to happen. If we need to add some budget to the maintenance department for that, for some of those repairs, or in addition to taking on the approximately $13,000 for the insurance and utilities, I think that would be a money well spent. I'll say that. When you in turn spend money in our maintenance department to make some of the obvious improvements to the facility that need to be made, your energy efficiency is going to come up, and in turn those utility bills and hopefully some of the insurance will even go down once we bring that building up to code, par, whatever you want. So there's that as well. That's another offset on that. Approximately $15,000 is about what we're off.
$35,000.
But if the county takes on the utilities,
it's $13,000.
That's $13,000. Yeah. So you take 13 off of 76. That's 63,410. And then you take out the 48,500. That's available for,
no,
we only have
43.8
available
to appropriate,
correct?
Whatever your math works out, I'll agree to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, there's 43.8 to 43.8 to is what
okay, so
is available. But basically, I mean, if we don't find the money somewhere else, then we have to trim this budget down to the amount that's available to appropriate. And we gave them the option to trim it down, and they chose not to. So they put a lot of trust in our hands to do the trimming in all the right spots.
If I may.
Yes, ma'am.
When Judge Dodson was talking, he mentioned that there's enough to keep the museum going for X amount of months for this coming year. Is that 6 months? Is that 9 months?
Well, and it's also a timing issue on cash flow. The bulk of the property taxes will be received in October. And so if you just look at the annual numbers of 48, that would probably ride the museum for 6, 7, 8 months possibly. But then, again, you would be short to actually get the collection in October to make it up. But, yes, $48,000 would run the museum as is for 7, 8 months probably.
I guess my thought process is, as you talk to them, the grant writer position. When does that grant writer begin?
It's going to start beginning January 1, correct?
So if we could make that a priority to be, you know, one of the first grants that person he or she is writing, then maybe if we just take over the finances that you're talking about, the utility bills and the insurance that we talked about, if this... Right, get this grant writer going, and then see where we are. I mean, I don't think anybody's suggesting closing doors or doing anything like that. And I really like what you said about doing the maintenance on the building. I think all that makes sense. But does it have to be an all or nothing right now? I guess for tonight's completion of what we're brought here tonight to finish, we need a determination of passing this, or can we make we'll do this and tweak it to here?
I think what we can do, I think, is if we decide to pick up the other services and charges category in a separate fund, mm-hmm. Then we can say we will pass the budget, knowing that you're at a shortfall, knowing that you're going to have to come back in June and roll the dice on what's going to happen after that. I think we can do that, unless Scott shoots, or Margaret shoots me down on that.
I think we may be in a better position if we've got that grant writer in play. And I know it takes a while for grants to get going and for money to come in, but if that person can come before us and say, hey, look, I've got X, Y, and Z, and these are all avenues that I'm looking into to have money coming in, this great museum, then I think that the committee may feel a whole lot better about funding for an increment of time until those funds can come in. And I think it also keeps people really geared up, and I know everybody's kind of has a zest right now to fundraise, and I think that's a good thing. Like Tyler mentioned, once you get your foot in County General, and I'm not a budget person, I haven't been here long, but I can imagine, just with raising kids, you give them a little bit and they take a ton. So I would think that knowing that it's not just all band-aided tonight, that there's some expectations there, it's really going to keep the emphasis on fundraising and doing all those things. Just some thoughts.
Did you have an issue with what we're talking about?
I don't have an issue if you pass $63,128, but if you lower that amount to cover what there is, then there would be an issue with how she's going.
But we can pass the $63,000 and knowing that we're going to come back.
That's not a me question.
In the
so
spring.
If we pass the $63,000, there's not a problem on my side.
Okay. And Scott said he was happy. Okay.
Here's another point that can be made, and we haven't gotten to all of this yet. We protect County General at all costs, and I realize that we talked about doing a one-off, as we mentioned that term in the past. The grants in aid is also coming before us that have been, they have to be approved each year. They haven't been changed in years and years. We're not prepared to do that tonight. I don't think any of us want to jump off into that tonight. But that is a category, those grants and aids, that should be looked at every year. Perhaps that is an option for the museum for a one-time grant in aid, so to speak, and to reallocate some of that money that is, has always been done the same way, to switch it up a little bit and maybe give the museum a one-time grant in aid. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to piggyback off that because I did take a look at those grants that Justice Coates, it's hard for me to call you Justice Coates, mentioned, and I do think that there may be some that when we revisit it, but this may not be a better use of those funds. Again, I know this isn't the time to get into all that, but there could be funds available.
What is the will of the committee?
I make a motion to approve the 63,128.58 and revisit this in June. Is that when we need to do that?
Okay. Yes, I mean, or before then. It doesn't matter. We just know we're going to do it next year.
Motion to create an additional fund and amend the
approximately
13,000.
Yes, that's the key. That's what needs to be done with.
Okay. So, Ms. Margaret, I'll make a motion to amend Fund 3401, Department 0604, for the county to take on other services and charges. I can't do that.
Category.
13, yeah, category, which is $13,281.84.
Out of which fund?
13,000 what?
281.84. And if we put that in on the maintenance department, will we need to turn around and add that back to the maintenance? Plus, what
any
we're going to
recommendations?
Add? I would recommend that you pull it out of 1,000, but create an 0604 out of
department and fund 1,000.
That way you know it's a museum and then not fund it next year.
You have that? Yes. That's your motion?
That is my motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So all in favor of the motion to pass 3401.0604, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Any questions on your end?
No, I just wasn't writing it. Yeah,
that's right. All right, we'll get y'all figured out next year.
We appreciate you guys letting us be creative with this, and we'll work it out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. Anyone else scared? Thank you for laughing.
I make a motion to put on the table for discussion out of Fund 1000, County General Department 0803, Grants and Aid Social Services.
Second.
One recommendation. Ms. Coates, do you have anything for ILS, Independent Living Services? Do you have any questions for Independent Living Services? Line item in this budget? Because I think they're about to have to.
If they want to, I've researched these, so I don't have that many questions. But if they want to explain a little bit about what they do, then I think that would be good.
Thank you for coming and joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us. My name is Robert Wright, and I'm the Director of Development and Support of Employment Independent Services. And we provide services for over 300 individuals with adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities all over the county. And what we use this money for is basically transportation to get them to and from work. I have over 40 people that works in our community and works in the county. From Greenbrier, Bologna, we have group homes there. And that's what we've used this. It's $2,000, but it looks like a little compared to what y'all were talking, but to us it's big. So I just ask that y'all grant the $2,000 again for Independent Living Services. Any question? I mean, did that explain anything? Is that okay?
How else are you funded?
We're funded through the city and through, of course, Medicaid pays a lot of our funding because it's, you know, most of our, no, not all of our people have developmental or intellectual disability, but they don't fund things like going to the movies or going to work. It's all medical things that Medicaid covers. So the bulk of that is covered through Medicaid, but we have to offset some of that because they want to be in the community like everybody else. They want to go out to eat. They want to go to movies. As a matter of fact, the reason I'm first probably is because we have what we call our acts play, where they put on a performance at UCA. So I'm going to leave here and go straight over there. It starts at 7. So, and that's why Alyssa isn't here tonight. She had to be there at 6 to get them started and organized. But things like that. So we're going to have probably 200 people over at UCA watching them do an acts play. But the transportation doesn't cover that, and that's part of what we have to do. That's our biggest burden, probably, is to get our people where they need to be, because probably 5% drive, have driver's license. The rest depend on us.
Did your play one of your fundraisers? Or do you?
No, this is just a community. It's just a community play. It's not a fundraiser. We do this every year. We call it the Axe Play. We partner with the Occupational Therapy Department at UCA. They've been working on this since March. Every year they come over to our facilities on Robin Street. They put on a performance, and they work with our individuals. It's really great. If y'all have time, come to UCA and watch them. But it's really great. It's just a community event, something we do just to be part of the community. So kind of like the transportation part. They just, and but it's not part of fundraising or anything like that.
Do you do any additional fundraisers
throughout the year? We do. We have a fundraiser coming up. Our gala is, don't let me mess up. It's the Thursday before Thanksgiving. So next Thursday. A week from today, actually, yes. And that's a fundraiser. We will be at the event center, and we'll hold a silent auction. We will we sell tickets, we sell sponsors. One of our biggest is $5,000 for a platinum, and it goes down from there. I didn't bring that information to that. I didn't expect that. But, yeah, so we do do fundraisers. We used to have what we call the golf ball drop. That was at Centennial. Some of y'all may have been familiar with that if you were around here. And I used to put that. But we kind of, after COVID, we couldn't gather anymore, and things just start to change. So we decided to do something different, and that's how we got to the gala instead of the golf ball drop.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us
thank
tonight.
Y'all. And I am leaving because I got to get to UCA.
Thank you very much. Hold your nose to not talk. Okay.
Can I make a motion?
Yes.
So obviously, I guess I'm the one that has questioned this. And I'll be honest, the reason that I even began questioning is because, one, of my own ignorance, and two, I misspoke publicly. And so I truly felt like I needed to correct those mistakes that I made. However, with that being said, I don't know how or even if this needs to be changed at the moment. And I don't think it's necessary to slow our budget process down for these grants in aid. And not because it's a small amount, because I truly feel like $137,000 is significant. And when we tell our constituents that we're going to be fiscally and financially responsible, we put our reputations on the line to assure that that happens. And anytime we spend money, we take that seriously, whether that's $2,500, $25,000, or ARP $25 million. You just never know. But I am not prepared at this point to, I don't know if it needs to be changed, but I believe that it needs to be looked at. Doing something that we've always done, just because we've always done it, isn't necessarily the way I think it needs to be done. So I'll make a motion to go ahead and pass Fund 1000 Department, if I'm my glasses for this one, 0803. But just a sidebar that this probably will come back up and could possibly be amended later.
She made a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Before we get into discussion. Okay, discussion. Just because there's nothing wrong, like you said, with we give people money and we want to know what they do with that money, obviously. Like, we don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to, well, what, you know, most of these organizations came and asked us for a piece of the $24 million that we had in ARP money. You know, some of them showed up, they had a very good presentation, they told us exactly what they needed it for, we listened to them, we gave it to them. Some of them didn't show up. You know, they asked us for $500,000, $1 million, whatever, okay, let's hear it, and no one came. So it's kind of hard when there's no level of cooperation there and whatnot. So there's nothing wrong, I don't think, with you, like I said, wanting to know what folks do, how they do it, what are we doing with the money that we give them, because the money is not to be taken for granted, because we do have a mandate from the people that put us here to be accountable, for us to be accountable for their tax dollars and how they flow into the county. So anyways, I just wanted to say that.
And we want to use the dollars to be as efficient as we possibly can. And when you look at the ARP money that has been spent so far on some of these same entities, I just think we need to take that into consideration and look at these things perhaps at a later date.
At any point in time during any of our budget and finance regularly scheduled meetings, or if we want to schedule a meeting separately, we can do that, and call anyone we want to before us and ask them what they're spending money on.
I think that would be very beneficial. And I know that there's a lot of people that have probably come tonight. Are there any of these additional besides independent living? House,
CAPCO Women's Shelter,
Bethel House,
Council on Aging,
Excel,
Salvation Army,
CAA.
We appreciate you guys coming, and I truly don't want to waste your time. Your time is valuable to us, but at the same time, I think it's more than what we can hash out tonight. And I'd love to come visit some of you, maybe some of the other justices would as well, to see what you do and try to make informed decisions. And hopefully I can make some decisions without the mistakes that I've made previously by speaking publicly before I knew what I was talking about. So anyway, so I believe we have the motion to go ahead and pass Fund 100, Department 0803.
Yeah, we have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion on this budget? Okay, all in favor of passing Fund 1000.0803, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Make a motion to put on the table for discussion out of Fund 3404, Animal Welfare Control, Department 0406. Animal Welfare Control.
You guys are welcome to stay.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We have a motion and a second for Animal Welfare Control.
Explain this to me.
It's up for discussion. Do y'all have any? I guess I just want to ask for, like, this is a new year for this budget, new everything. You got the answers?
Everybody left. Thank you. And in the spirit of the eyes, let's keep those on. Okay. I'm Shelley Strange, treasurer for the coalition. So Nick is out of town and he has had a previous meeting. So I'm going to try to answer these questions. But yes, this is obviously, let me start by saying, we're chicken and egging it here because we are starting ground up. You know, when we open the building, we have no supplies. We have nothing. So a lot of this budget is obviously based on going in square one, starting ground up. The building looks fabulous if y'all haven't been out there. So thank goodness we have this beautiful building to fill. So what we're trying to do is make sure whenever we do get in, that we have everything we need to start day one, accepting animals, you know, working with the public, all those things. He's based his numbers as much as he can on comparable shelters, whether they be county or city, based on similar population size for what we're going to be servicing. And that's one of the pages that I think he had in there. But also, he made a really good point. Our building is huge, which is a blessing. So, but with that comes more staffing to clean, more cleaning supplies. Everything has to be sanitized, utilities, all the things. So we're really kind of starting from square one, and we're guesstimating on a lot of this. You know, we're hoping, obviously, our intention is not to come here every year to ask for more money. We might have to ask for some, but, you know, with the donations that we're, you know, we already have such an outpouring from the community, and we're hoping to obviously compensate with our donations, but this year especially, we don't have any yet. We have some lined up, but until we can get in the building, they can get excited about, you know, buying the room, all the things, that's kind of where we are. So that's why this budget looks huge. It is. It makes us all very nervous, just so you know. But anyway, so that's kind of just preface that. And I know we did ask for a fourth quarter budget recently. It seemed real fast. We really haven't used much of that because we're not in the building yet. And that was all kind of pre, you know, if we're in the building, we have to have this, but we haven't gotten in yet. And a lot of it is going to be based on the contract with the county, you know, things that we might have to use the money for may end up not being that way. We may get donations for things. So, again, it looks crazy, but that's kind of where we are, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Yeah,
is
that it?
Okay, nice. Justice Coates, really, I mean, like she said, this is a new deal, everything. Tell me a story about spay and neuter. What are we doing with that? We are, well, I ain't got nothing else to jump into.
No, so the spay and neuter program has gone back and forth. And y'all remember, we just had to finish funding that for the additional year. To be completely honest, I don't think the county or the coalition knows exactly how that's going to work just yet. I have been very, very excited to see the work and the relationships that are being built between not only Nick, our new administrator, and the coalition, but with companions and with some of the other affiliated rescue groups. The Friends group have been all working together really well to try to even come up with some better ideas and some more cost-effective ideas, some of which they haven't worked out yet. So with that being said, the $40,000, I think, is what's in the budget at this point. I think they know how exactly they're going to use that just yet. It will be used for spay and neuter, but is that to hire a vet for an additional day a week and do as many as possible? Is that to let companions use our surgical suite to do free spay and neuter? Or that hasn't, those details haven't been worked out yet.
So right now, like you said, we spend $40,000 on spay and neuter. If we pass this,
more than that because we passed.
Could we put more money in there? If we pass it, if we pass this budget removes the money out of the spay and neuter line item. So there's no money in the spay and neuter line item.
It will go to the shelter, which will in turn
put
that in their life, and so we don't have to.
But like, what is that? How does that? So we're saying that $40,000 now lives in a different line item in the shelter budget? or is it coming out of a, it looks like you've got something to say about it.
Yeah, I can help with that. It'll come out of the specific spay-neuter. When we did the spay-neuter program, there wasn't a place to pull that money from. Mm-hmm. In this budget, once they decide how they're going to implement the spay-neuter program, it can come out of other professional services.
My concern is, do we have a spay-neuter program starting January 1 if we defund this line item?
That, well, what we're doing is we're deferring the spay and neuter program over to the shelter and the coalition to work that out. So the county will get out of the spay and neuter program, mm-hmm. and it will be the coalition and the shelter who facilitates that.
But isn't this the shelter budget?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. We're just pulling that line item out.
So the line item goes away. The money line will exist in other professional services or some
correct.
Other line item. I think that's the only thing I'm concerned about, just to be like, if I go pick up a stray dog on January 1 and bring it to somewhere, hopefully there's a voucher there or something, right?
Well, by law, I think Nick has told us several times, any animal that comes into the shelter mm-hmm. will have to be spay and neuter.
Okay.
So there will be some spay and neuter activity. The question, I think, that hasn't been answered yet is, will we be funding companions to do those walk-in spay
and neuter? Correct, yeah.
And I believe that negotiation is still in the progress.
I just want to make sure we don't lose it. It's really the only thing I'm saying. And this is the only leverage I've got.
That we are not going to lose it, but we're going to make it more cost effective and
I'm all for
hopefully
that.
Be able to do more with less money.
I agree.
Whether that's using
yeah.
our own surgical suite that's already going in this budget as well. And what we've run into a lot with rescue groups, with individuals, we give a voucher. The county gives a voucher, but that's still a female dog might be $50. Well, some of the people that have animals can afford to feed them every week, but they may not be able to afford the $50 spay and neuter fee. Even though we're taking $25 off, it's still $50. So that's some of the things that we would like to address with the shelter and the new spay and neuter program. Through some of the affiliated rescues as well, is perhaps even offering free spay and neuter to certain individuals.
Okay, that's as long as I'm getting your pledge.
Absolutely.
You heard it too. All right. Because it's just something that the Quorum Court said, this is, we need to do this. We've been doing it for 3 or 4 years now. It was what all the animal program studies said. You have to have a spay and neuter program first. If you're going to do anything, have a spay and neuter program. So I just want to make sure we don't lose the program to build a building. And to have, you know, and I understand what you're saying, which I totally agree with. If we can make it more efficient, we can make partnerships out of it. Fantastic. Let's do it.
And do that with companions as well.
Yes.
We've talked to even maybe taking in some of their no-show appointments. So where they, you know, we're going to lose some efficiency because they have somebody that don't show up.
Yeah.
They can call the shelter and say, hey, we need to feed my dogs. We got room.
Perfect.
So I think there's a lot of positivity that's coming that way.
All right.
Details to have to work out.
I'm trusting you.
Mr. Chair, I have a recommendation that I would make, or just a suggestion. You guys can do with it as you please. But I think, I know when I was on the court, we were very pleased to help develop a report that the Sheriff's Department provides every month. It provides lots of information and answers questions that we used to ask. You know, I try to show up with a VSO report to give you guys updates on that. It would be very simple for them to provide at your request. It doesn't require a resolution or anything. But, hey, let's do a monthly or a quarterly update on what's going on, and that would be the time really to get your questions answered.
Yep.
Thank
you. That's all the questions I got. Besides just throwing the flag in the air, the normal flag that I throw at everyone that says your projected revenue is $100,000, you're asking for $500,000, it's going to run out eventually. You're going to make me get all red faced again and talk about County General. So. We've been down that road. Judge made a pledge as well.
I did as well.
You did as well. All right. I've got no more other questions. Thank you, Justice Hills. Thank you for your hard work on this. This wouldn't happen without you. You've solved a lot of problems. No one else got any other questions? All right. Justice Line, are you good? You're visiting. I just want to make sure you're good. All right. All in favor of the passage of 3404.0406, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put on the table for discussion out of Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 041810, Jeff.
Second.
This is county jail wants us to pay again for mental health services. This is half of the cost for mental health services. I think the issue is we've spent all of our ARP money, and Mr. Anderson has information for us. This is still, Margaret, this is still something I need to do, right?
Yes,
yeah,
it was all popped into the agenda, but it didn't get the original.
Yes, sir.
It's not showing.
Yeah.
That.
I put it on my list here.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I don't know if the projection sheet that you have been updated. You don't have an updated projection sheet on Fund 3046.
What should it say?
It should say 5 million. I'm just doing it off the top of my head here, but it's $5,011,801 and some change.
13 cents.
I got close.
No, we're off. Ours says 5017. 5,017,000.
It should be. I made it on that. It should be 5,011,801 and some change. 3046. And in my email, I may have put 17 instead of 11.
Okay. Mr. Anderson, do you want to tell us a story about ARP?
Yes, sir. You asked for me to show you how we got to exactly what we need to or can spend tonight. So if you'll start on the front page, upper left, we started with $24,475,383. We took $10 million of that for lost revenue. That left us with restricted monies of $14,475,883. The next column, if you'll take that over at the top, from that we spent almost $9.5 million. That leaves available to appropriate $5,011,801.13, the amount that the treasurer said is in the fund available to appropriate. We've had appropriation requests in the amount of $5,041,813.66. That means we're 30,000 short, 30,000 some change. I'll go to that in the next page. If you look at the 10 million revenue, lost revenue, we zeroed that out in all of our appropriations. So if you'll go to the next page, if you remember, I asked you to table Stop DV and the sheriff's request the other day until we got our differences worked out with the fund balance available to appropriate. So a little history, Stop DV asked for originally $120,000. That was what was appropriated. They spent $80,000. They have an additional request that came in recently in the last few days of $106,140.24. You take that, put what the original appropriation that's been unspent is added to, then you're asking for $186,997.37. You go down to the Sheriff's Mental Health. Over the course of ARP, they've asked for $517,100. We've appropriated $427,100, and we're showing, I think, 20 cents remains unspent there. And they're asking for $95,000. So if you add the two of those together, you can see we're in the red, $30,012.53. So I'm asking the committee to tell us how you want to spend the money we have left. We've got to trim $30,012.53 from those two requests.
Knowing we know what Sheriff's Mental Health is spent on, can someone remind us what Stop DV is exactly spent on? If it's personnel, if it's office space, if it's supplies, if it's other professional services, like what's in that appropriation request?
And that's in the next budget we have before.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, so the biggest issue is their budget overall. So they are partially funded by VOCA, which is state funds. That's where they receive the majority of their funding. So that's operation, that's salary, that's everything. This year, going into 2025, VOCA has cut theirs 50%. Is that correct? At least 50%. And that's not just StopDV, that's all of the entities that VOCA supports. So the reason that the request came in as late as it did, they reached out to us and said, we're being hit with this. We're not really sure. It's kind of short notice even for us. And that is that something we could ask? And my reply was, well, you can always ask. And, you know, we knew that there were some funds that weren't yet appropriated. So that's about, does that answer your question? Just, I don't know if they have anything else to
add. So we don't.
As far as what they do.
What do they spend it? What are they, I mean, it says grants and aid, social services, which means.
So what does actually StopDV do?
Or I know what they do. Okay. Like, what do they, does it go towards personnel or does it just go towards whatever they want it to go towards?
It will go towards personnel and operating expenses, but primarily personnel. I mean, their biggest operating expense is personnel.
Which does the orders of protection.
Orders of protection, advocacy for them. I mean, they have people that follow up with the victims to make sure that they show up for court, and when court dates are changed, they walk them through the process. That's a lot of what they do. They sit with the victims through the court, through the process as much as they're allowed to. They don't provide, you know, legal advice, but they're supporting the victims through this who are already traumatized.
This was, I believe, Judge Reynolds started the program?
Judge Reynolds and Judge Foster. They're the ones that advocated for this.
I'm going to go back and forth a little bit just because I'm trying to put the piece together. Miss Woolley, what fund are you funding your other half of your medical in?
County General.
County
General. Oh, 418.
Okay. And there is available to appropriate an additional $450,000 out of criminal justice sales tax fund.
There is.
Currently.
But depending on what the court decides for COLA, I would strongly suggest that this, if not fully funded or partially funded, whatever can't be funded out of ARP, that we appropriate the remaining out of County General. And I think it would be a disservice to our county to not fully fund this somehow, this contract. So we have to keep this going. I mean, no offense to any of the grants and aid social services that were just here earlier tonight, but if we can't even take care of the mental health services for our people that we have to keep within our county jail, then that we have to do it. So I personally would not like to see this half budgeted out of criminal justice because we are already over budgeting annually, and Scott can attest to this, and you can see it for yourself in the budgets. Our annual revenue for sales tax will not keep supporting us eventually. Some point we're going to have to give, and that's why over the years when we had our budgets cut previous years, it's been probably 5+ years ago, when we had County General budgets cut, we had to keep pushing more of our expense line items over to criminal justice. And so we've been budgeting more and more out of criminal justice. We have the largest portion of our expense comes from our salaries and benefits. And so part of our employees are paid out of County General, and then the rest of them, for the most part, are paid out of criminal justice, except we have 2 grant positions. So I would just really, even though $450,000 seems like it's a lot, we're not going to continue to be able to have extra money because we keep spending more than what we're ready.
While and this is important for y'all to remember for our COLA discussion, while we talk about sales tax increase and County General revenue sales tax increases, and those increases are great, but if we keep matching those increases with COLAs, they're never going to get caught up because they're in the hole right now. So at some point in time, we've got to put those two together. We got to do that math, you know, to just say, you know, there's a pinch there somewhere because they're not ever going to get caught up because they're spending on carryover right now in criminal justice sales tax, even though the past few years we've seen even double-digit percentage increases in our sales tax revenue. There's always something to spend it on. There's always more spending that goes on there. What y'all want to do?
I have felt pretty inept all week on some of this stuff, so remind me, because I don't believe I was on the court when the money was appropriated originally for the mental health.
We appropriated out of ARP because it was at the same time that we had the doctor quit and the price of medical. We went from paying $150,000 a year for medical to $400,000+. Is that right? Same time frame?
I don't know the exact numbers.
I don't know the exact numbers either, but yeah.
2001
is when we switched. It was during COVID, and I remember the conversation. We're going to give you jail medical because we're in COVID, but don't be counting on this. Now, I know the needs of our inmates are a whole other story, you know, but the argument was made. Hey, we're funding this. We don't know if we're going to be able to fund it in the future because obviously we're paying for it with one-time money, which is ARP money.
So we paid half of it with ARP money?
We paid the full of it with ARP money the first year. The second year we paid half or some portion, and then this year the request is for half.
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
When
we talk about the sheriff's mental health, I said this isn't Sheriff Ryle's mental health. You know,
it's a high bill, Sheriff. You get a lot of problems now.
I'm checking on him back there. He's talking about him. But this is not just inmates. This is also people that work.
No, we.
This is just inmates.
Medical, okay. Mental health. This is not medical. This is
mental health of inmates.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
If I remember correctly, we passed the health insurance, whatever that was, Mr. Anderson, that added so that they get so many service appointments per year for first responders.
That was somewhat previous department, and that was funded out of ARP for a portion
for the co-pays.
Yes, ma'am.
But now our insurance covers.
Yes, that has been added to our.
Not perfect.
Yeah.
This is a third-party vendor that we pay. This that turnkey medical company that we pay for medical. They also have this mental health add-on. You know, easy thing to do here is to cut Stop DV budget by $30,012.53.
Here's the thing.
I'm saying that's
the Stop DV.
Yeah.
Full transparency. I sit on their board. But with that said, we were talking to Carol Cruz when they came in, and if we cut Stop DV's budget and their ability to perform their tasks, we're in turn going to have to fund somewhere else in another office to take over part of their duties because they're not going to be able to keep up.
I understand that. And my only argument to that is that their original request last year was $120,000, and they only spent $40,000 of that. Mr. Anderson, looks like you might have.
Yeah, I would say that they're on pace and they have budgeted out to spend it between when we budgeted to or appropriated it to them and the end of 26, like we asked them to.
Okay.
They're just using it as a need. It just so happens that because of the recent cuts, their needs have gone up.
Copy that. Thank you for that clarification. Anybody got an idea?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So you said how much it's going to be short if you fully funded Stop DV and then
$30,000 roughly.
That would be what was short.
Yeah.
So our mental health contract per month, because I try to budget a month so that way I don't have to split it and make things easier on claim processing and everything like that. So our mental health contract per month is approximately $15,820.86. So if you could budget 2 months worth out of the six that I'm asking for. So if you can budget 4 months worth out of ARP or the max that you can do out of ARP, because I think I've heard at some point that you have to allocate all of the ARP funding at a certain point.
They have to be obligated by the end of this year.
So if you could do the max of what we need and what is not going to be available, then appropriate that amount out of county general at this time. Instead of just kicking all of it over to county general at this point, just do the portion that ARP cannot cover at this time.
Any heartburn?
Mm-hmm.
Heartburn. We know, and like you said, you brought up a good point, and I thank you for saying that, is that you have $451,000 available to appropriate in criminal justice sales tax. It's obviously going to change when you lay a COLA on top of that, along with any increases. Is it going to change $451,000 worth?
Depends on what your
COLA is. Well, you ain't going that high. We ain't going that high. I'll tell you that one right
now. I have estimates that I can give you what it'll bring it down to, because we have also not addressed our salary adjustments.
Correct.
We
talked about
personnel
it.
Personnel
yeah.
Looked at it, and we know what we need to get them to, but until we know what the COLA is going to be set at, we don't know how we want to approach.
Yes.
To try to address that.
I understand. Okay.
This is a question. If we can do this, I don't know what our rules are. Exactly. If we fund the what we can and hold up, so we could fully fund StopDV and then fund everything but the $30,000, which would be 2 months of the mental health. Can we go ahead and appropriate all of that money and hold off on the $30,000, the additional 2 months, and you can come back and we can see where we are with carryover, with grant writer, with grades and aid, with all the other, I mean, we don't know exactly where we're going to be, but taking it out of county general concerns.
I think the only pickle there is that it is a 1 year contract. You know,
so
we have to fund it for a year. Is that contract signed in December, or when is that? Or it's already been signed?
I just sent the renewal letter to Philip today.
Okay.
I had it, but there had to be some correction. And so I sent it to him today, and it was a 5% increase, like what we had mentioned.
So I know they're funded out of something, just because we know we're going to have to pay for it. It's not something that we can cut in month 10, you know, and just say we're done because it's a contract that we signed.
I hope we can find a different place to. Money to come from.
Yeah.
Before month
10,
but.
Yeah.
If I may add something.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not going to pinpoint anything in specifically, but there's been some budgets that came before the court tonight that have had special revenue funds and also county general funds.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not have to maximize their available funding in their special revenue funds. Which is what the sheriff's office has done and tried to do every single year since budgets used to get cut like about 5 years ago. We started maximizing all the available funding we had in the special revenue funds and only put what was necessary over in the county general. But some other departments that have come forward tonight, they weren't even questioned. With that, why are they getting county general funding when they have more available in their special revenue funding? That's the kind of things that I just wish as a court that could be looked at instead of considering not funding, I understand what you're saying by all means, but not funding 2 months of a mental health contract for our inmates. Because there is more money, it's just you have to look at the whole picture of where it is. Because like you said earlier, once you open that door to county general, it's open, and I think that's what's happened with some departments. And I just wish that it didn't happen with you all. You were not on the committee when we were forced to start doing that more than what we liked. That's one reason why criminal justice is as tight as it is now. So I just hope that somehow I understand why we don't want to put more burden on county general. But I would just really appreciate it if we could just fund it fully for the whole year, wherever we take it out. But that's just what I think.
I want to be clear with my comments previously. I am not against funding this by any stretch of the imagination. We definitely need to fund it. I just wish we could find the money somewhere else. That may not be possible. What was it about the $50,000? Mr. Sainton, that you said that we were all...
I think the
Yeah, so we had an additional 50,000.
And what? And I don't think it's any hurt or any discrimination towards the sheriff's office. I think the discrimination only lies in the fact that you're so big and you cost so much money, and that's why we are so mean to you.
We signed up for it. We understand, but I just know. Of course, when we first got this money originally, from when we first got the contract, and we knew that the ARP money was only going to last so long. We knew that we weren't going to continually, every year, be able to take the same amount or even half or whatever it may be. But we do have an existing budget. The county as a whole, the Quorum Court as a whole, realizes that's a contract we want to continue covering for our inmates. And so I wouldn't say that our budget out of ARP is any less important, or shouldn't be looked at the same as all of the other projects, because it was existing. Everyone knew that we were going to ask to renew it, whether it be out of this funding source or out of another funding source. So I just want to be looked at the same as everyone else, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Just because I don't have a lot of heartburn out of funding 2 months of this out of County General, just personally.
I agree. I think
to get us over the hump.
Done, but man, there's no worse people.
I know. Well, I know.
I make a motion. Fund 3046, Department
0418. We want to amend that amount down by $30,000.
$30,012.53 to be exact.
Yeah.
So that's what the appropriation would be?
No, that's what we want to subtract from the 95. And you can just say that. You don't have to do the math. You can just say it. Yeah. No, you can just say it. Yeah.
Okay, so Fund 3046, Department 0418, in the amount of the, not the 95,000, but subtract the 30,000, $12.53.
Second. All right. We have a second from Jake. All right. We have a motion and a second. I think everyone understands the motion. We'll pick it up somewhere else in another motion.
$64,987.47.
And we did have a second from Justice Moss. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Just because I think what we can do then is pass this budget as amended, but then we'll need another motion to add that $30,000 amount to the budget Ms. Woolley tells us to add it to.
And I'm going to get that for you. Okay.
So, all in favor of passing 3046.0418 as amended, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion to put on the table for discussion out of Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0710, Stop DV.
Second.
All right, Justice, any discussion on this one? All in favor of passing 3046.0710, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes.
Motion to put on the table for discussion out of Fund 3046, American Rescue Plan Fund, Department 0704, Conway Corporation.
Second.
Just as you heard the presentation on this at our last meeting, I don't think there were any changes. I think we just held it, or do we have
no, sir, we passed it, but I'm asking you to amend it, and let me explain why.
Okay.
One of the things that we can do to ensure that if we have any unexpected unspent money from appropriations that we made, we can set up agreements and we obligate the money so that we can move money to other projects if some projects come in underneath what we expected them to. For example, we let Mayflower have the money they asked for, and they determine they can't spend it all. And we can take that unspent money and put it to an appropriated program that we have agreements in place that we have obligated some money to and add more to that. We can also take away from, for example, Mayflowers to move that money. So what I would like to do in these next two budgets is take away $25,000 from the $600,000 to Conway Corp for that study for the pipeline from Greer's Ferry. If you remember their presentation, that pipeline is going to end at a spot where they're going to have a treatment plant, a water treatment plant. So I'd like to start a new budget, a new allocation for $25,000 toward that project in case we have extra money that we need to place to be spent. That's a place that we can spend it on short notice. That way we don't lose any of our ARP fund because we didn't spend it. Justice Tyler, you're looking at me like you're unsure of my logic.
So if we, with that money, what if we don't spend it? What do we do with money? We move it somewhere else? Like if
yes, our intent is that if we don't spend the appropriated money this year, then going forward, whatever is not spent this year, we have to have it obligated. And to have it obligated, we have to draw up agreements with the people we're doing business with. And in those agreements, we'll have it worded so that we can move money between the all of the ones we have obligated.
So we're just obligating for such a reason now, but we can always come back and amend it later?
You can amend the amounts that go to these projects. That's correct.
Sorry, I just...
No, that's fine. It's,
just because we appropriate it or obligate it, we don't necessarily have to spend it if the money's not there to spend.
That's right. Yes. And we can increase the amount if somebody doesn't spend all their money, we can move it to other projects that we have. This is just an extra project. If we have a large amount, we can use it in a hurry.
Justice, any questions? Mr. Anderson knows way more about this than all of us do put together. Yeah, that's why I'm untrusting. All right.
So I make a motion to amend Fund 3046, Department 0704, from $600,000 to $575,000.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. This is our last one before we come back around to Judge Carnahan, I believe.
Motion to put on the table for discussion out of American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, Department 0722, Conway Corporation Water Treatment Plant.
Second.
Any questions on this one, as Mr. Anderson just discussed? All in favor of the passage of 3046.0722, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Now we'll circle back around to take up district court budget, which is your second page. Thank you, Judge Carnahan, for joining us tonight.
Sure. Motion to put on table for discussion out of County General from 1000 Department 0409 District Court.
Second.
All right. I believe the issue we had with this one and the reason we didn't pass these without you, and I'm going to need some help from over here in the corner, is that from what I understand, in the personnel committee, you zeroed out your part-time salaries line item, and then you wanted to split that between two salaries. Is that correct? Okay. I think the issue that we run into, and I personally don't know the answer, but I think someone will be able to tell us the answer, is that half of that part-time salary goes to a probation supervisor position out of the county general fund at district court. And the other half of that went over to the fund 3027 district court probation's fee, where that position is paid out of. And I think that's the crux of the problem, is that we can't necessarily take money out of county general fund and move it over into the district court probation's fee fund.
Can we eliminate the probation fee fund, put it in general revenue, and pay it out of that?
Scott, what's your...
I would have to look at statute on that one. That I don't know where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me here. I think typically what we've done in the past, let me not speak above my head here on splitting salaries between the two funds. I think that's somebody else probably needs to talk about that other day. But as far as the revenue going into a fund or the county general, once again, I'd have to look at the statute on that and see what it says. If it says it can go into county general, it's going to have to move.
I don't think that there is a mandate that it has to be segregated. I think it got set up back on Dinosaur and from the other before any of this one around.
But that's something I can't answer right here.
Okay.
You can appropriate it to a position line item in 1,000 and pay a percentage
of that salary.
That would be
whatever that amount is.
Pay out of two funds. One paycheck.
Okay.
You can't do that, but nobody, I don't know the numbers.
Exactly what those numbers
would be.
Are.
We had to, we could just figure it. We figure out what the percentage would be, once you approve it.
Okay.
It's $4,000. You're talking about 8% of that salary with matching.
It might be hard to come up exactly or something, but we could figure it out.
Just as the only other issue we have, the other issue with the district court probation fee budget, 30, and I do have a letter on this somewhere, is basically that there's $98,000 available to appropriate out of this fund, and the request is $435,000. So we are $36,000 over budget in this one request. The letter that we have from Judge Carnahan's office mentions how many people are on probation. Probation program is important, and we need to pick up the excess out of county general. I believe. Is that right, Judge Carnahan?
That's some summation. If you want people not to go to jail, get services, that's what probation is. It's an alternative to jail. Sheriff, you still here?
Yes, sir.
Just yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. A whole lot more expensive to throw them in there than it is for me to have them supervised, getting jobs, getting drug tested, and all the things that we do. It's an attempt to try to keep them out. I think there were 23-24 failures.
I think that number is right.
Admit that those people did not get through probation, and we had to wind up sentencing them. The average sentence on that is typically 30 days or less. A lot of them wind up getting held while they're awaiting the probation revocation hearing because they've picked up new charges, they're continually intoxicated on whatever substance it is, or they just didn't show up to probation. There's a whole litany of things that go on with that. But probation is an alternative. It's supposed to be cheaper than incarceration. And we've tried to make it. I'm very proud of my two probation officers. You're going to get a job. You're going to get your GED. You don't have either one of those. You're going to pass the drug test. If you have problems passing the drug test, we're going to work with you to get you where you can if you want to. And so it's anybody seen Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? And at the very end, they get into the crystal skull area or whatever, they're going to look for the Holy Grail and all that. And they have to bend down their head. Only the penitent man will pass, and that's what we want. We want somebody to bend down and accept what's going on here in their life. And I don't mean in a religious context, but I mean they've got to realize they've got problems, and if they don't, and they're not penitent, that's something over here. But We've also got the issue of spotty cord that's in addition to that. And I have one officer who deals most of her time dealing with the 14 or 15 people we have on spotty cord. That should be a full-time funded position. I'm not asking for it. But according to what the people who are involved in recovery programs at the DC say, which I'm necessarily buying everything they try to sell, but we need that, with that type of population, we should have a full-time employee doing that. So it's managing the population, checking off things that they need to have done. Believe it or not, sometimes your probation officer is the only friend you got left. And I know both Crystal and Kenny Hollis, they are excellent employees for us, and offer that shoulder to cry on or just listen. People, when they get to me, they're about to go over the circuit course if they're going to wind up on probation. They're thieving, they're beating their significant other or their children. Maybe not bad enough to be a felony, but it's something that requires judicious intervention. I'm open to anything we can do or that I need to do to help fund that. I'd come to the court last year and asked for an additional appropriation for a part-time salary to try to help them out with that. It just doesn't work given the population we've managed, so we didn't extend all that money. But that's kind of my pitch to you.
Judge, I was looking at one of your other budgets, and Justice, I want to first of all apologize for kind of flipping between budgets here because we generally don't do that, but I think we got to make them both work, and that's the crux of the problem here, is that we have to make them both, they've got to both work together. Judge, I pulled up your statement of operations for your county general budget here, I believe, yes. And so, yeah, for full-time salaries, you mentioned the issue with the part-time position. For full-time salaries, you have a budget of close to $115,000. So far this year, we've used 34% of that. So do we have two positions budgeted for and only one of them is hired?
No, we have two positions that are budgeted for, and apparently there's some type of paperwork that we were unaware of that the county clerk requires for us to see. Raise your salary after y'all raise your salary in the fourth quarter. So that's why we discovered during this budgeting process that their salaries hadn't been raised as y'all had ordered last year.
So the
now there's two positions that are paid at the end of the year. The kind of the court clerk and the deputy clerk, those are paid at a one-time fee in the city.
Are we talking about something else other than probation?
Yeah, he's talking.
I'm talking about district court. Just year.
Okay.
Okay, so those are paid at the end of the year.
Much money is because that'll be paid out at the end of the year.
That makes more sense.
He does have that issue, but
yes,
but there is other money. That's why it's not spent yet.
Okay. So we just cut a check to the city, and then the city pays the employee. That answers my question there. Okay. Thank you.
And don't let the city hear it, or y'all get off cue.
Okay. But my other question was district court probation fees. Kind of feel like I have this conversation.
It's a diminishing balance that is somewhat refilled.
Okay.
But I don't know when this happened. I don't think it happened since I've been district judge. I think it could have been. I wish Mr. Hendricks was still on the court. He would certainly know. They changed that funding source because the probation fees had built up over the years and had not been extended. And like I said, it could have been whenever I was here when we hit that budget crisis 4 or 5 years ago, and they said, the court at the time said, we're going to pull that down, which makes sense to me. You don't want it to be sitting out there in the middle. But it's not designed to fully pay for itself.
That's
when I explain insurance to kids and get tickets, and while they go up, what's the insurance in the business for? To make money. If you're not in the business to make money, you're in government. Well, that's kind of what this is. This is not going to be a money-making thing.
Yeah. That's why I was curious if the district court probation fees were supposed to pay for the probation program. Like, are they fees per person on probation?
Yeah.
Are they fees are set by the state? Are they set by us? Do we need to raise the fees so the program will pay for itself?
There's a line item, section of code that says what we can charge. Right now, they're $25 a month. And I don't know if I've got authority to move that up, or if that's going to be y'all to move that up, yeah, or if the legislature has to move that up. $25, given the fact these people are also having to pay restitution and fines that they're obligated to do. We're not talking about the Trump family coming in here and having to do this. We're talking about people who oftentimes have really mismanaged a lot of sectors of their lives and trying to keep up with a lot of money. That's why I say it's a government thing. It's not a it's not a money-making thing.
Justice?
I'm probably not in asking the right person, so I'm asking the community. Tuesday, we talked about there, and I was looking for the numbers. At some point, there were fines and fees that were so far down that had not been collected.
That was circuit clerk, and that was in county general, but it's not in the study.
And then there was an issue with the jail payback from our
ADC.
That's jail reimbursement. Yeah, that's jail
reimbursement. And I can run these revenue numbers and trend them over time. It's just something I was not prepared for.
Y'all can remember where we were
with
those.
It ain't me.
So, Justice, where we're at with the budget right now, basically, as we talk, if we choose, like Ms. Darker said, to pay a portion of this probation officer salary that really, as you see in your budget, on the next budget, on Fund 3027, Department 048, that $9,000-something that's supposed to be really, and the reason it's there is because we reduced the line item in the other budgets, part-time salaries line item. So if we push that back over into Fund 1000, it's a net neutral, because that's where it was anyways, and pay a portion of that person's salary from that amount right there. Then we're still looking at a delta of about $24,000, roughly. That's just rough numbers. That we would have to fund from somewhere. Or not fund.
Mm-hmm. Those are the options. I'm not saying I'll be happy with y'all's decision either way. but y'all have very difficult decisions you have to make with limited resources. So.
Any thoughts? Comments?
$24,000 would have to come out of county general because there's not enough additional probation.
It have to come out of county general, or we eliminate that amount out of the budget?
Out of the 0408?
Out of the Fund 3027-0408 budget. Because I think they're both, I'm not sure, are they both?
One's
0409. Okay, yeah. Out of the 0408. I'm trying to get that number for you right now, just so we know exactly what it is. Yeah, it's $24,466.03. I mean, like I agree with what Judge Carnahan said. As much as I don't like picking up additional things out of county general, if it's cheaper to pay for a probation program and keep them out of jail, is it worth doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my... Because we just footed the bill for another $30,000 for mental health for the people in the jail, you know? So can we fund another $30,000 keep them out of jail? Can we fund $500,000 to keep them from committing crimes? That'd be great.
If you figure that out, I'd like to know the secret sauce in that.
Okay, what's the movement? What's the movement of the committee?
Oh, I may be talking out of school, but just to let y'all know, in the future, this may be years down the road, but they're talking about trying to consolidate our operations as a state, since we're a state district court. So they may be trying to take some of the money that's available here, but take us out from under so you don't have to meet with me.
Make it a state-funded function. Yeah.
As fun as that is. The only thing I can think of better is picking up campaign yard signs to talk about.
So what's needed is a motion to approve
the
budget.
Well, okay, so we can... I think we can kind of work on the fly here. I'm working off of Justice Higgins, former Justice Higgins, what he used to kind of preach to. This is the committee. As long as we all know what we're talking about and we all approve of what we're talking about, that, and as long as they know what we're talking about, we can get it all settled. So I know we're kind of flipping back and forth between a couple of budgets here. But basically, if you wanted to make the motion to, someone feel free to say so moved after I say all this. If you wanted to make the motion to move the $12,118.84, which is the extra, the additional, and the personal services line item, which I believe all came from that paying that probation officer more money, you would move that to Department 0409 in the County General Fund. And then we could pick up, I'm just going to guess, and I don't know the answer here, we could pick up $25,000 out of the supplies category and move it over into Fund 1000 out of the Department 0408 budget. And that would get us neutral.
So moved.
You said so moved.
The 25 of the 27,000 out of the total supplies?
Yeah. So we'd move that over.
So how much?
25 of the 27. Do we need to tell exactly which line items and make it?
What was the salary?
We're going to take everything from the 2,000. So the 7. 3 and 15 will be.
There you go. Perfect.
So we're going to leave fuels and
yes,
and then everything else is smooth.
And then all of the red and the personal services. So all that goes over into.
What was the sound?
The top line or the bottom line? It's 12,000. From
408.
It's just all these red numbers are going to go over to
not
the
whole position,
just the red numbers. Well, because don't we need to move all the red numbers because they're all the increases? You tell me, Margaret.
Well, some of them.
Because this is the only position. Okay. Fix it in January. Good long. Right. We meet every month. It's a good thing.
Do you need those numbers? The 1001, 1006?
No. All the above the line red numbers.
All the above the line red numbers. Okay. So moved. Did we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any questions, any clarity, any light needs to be shined on this, of what our intentions are?
Okay, well, who made the motion?
Jake made the motion.
Thank you.
25,000. Yes.
From 2001, 2006, and 2024.
Thank you. Fuels, oil lubricant 2007 is going to remain the same. We'll pause for any more discussion. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we're going to go back.
Can I make one clarification?
Yes.
1440 does not need to be moved. So that can be paid out of one side. That's what life insurance just went up. So if we could leave 1440.
Okay.
Because it's
going to
be hard for me.
I understand. We have a motion on that.
Make a motion to leave line item 1016 for 1440.
Second. Jake seconded. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I think we'll go back to district court, which Justice Moss so lovingly placed on the table for discussion. So I will say, all in favor of the motion to pass the amended budget of 1000.0409, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And then if we can have a motion to pass the amended budget on this other one.
Make on the last motion. One.
Yep.
To pass fund 3027, department 0408.
Second. Motion second. Any discussion?
That'll be next week.
Just yeah. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, folks. I think we're done with the budget. It's at least this part of it. Good. Judge Carney, thank you so much for hanging in there with us.
Yes,
sir. We got two more items on the agenda. One is ordinance 24-53, which is the ordinance you see before you here. I believe we should make quick work of this and then flow on to the COLA discussion. You like to do that?
Put on the table proposed ordinance 2453 for discussion.
Second.
All right. I will let Ms. Darter explain to us what all this means.
I'm going to defer to.
Okay.
Our current on the way out, life insurance provider is going out of the life insurance business, so we have to get a new provider. Because they're going out of business, they're not going to cover any new hires after October 2nd. So we have a new vendor that's going to start. Plan to start in January, but we need to move that up a couple of months. They charge a little bit more than the old one, and so this is just enough from the difference to get us through the end of the year. And we budgeted in life insurance and all the other budgets the new price. And that's all we need across the county to make the end of the year.
Any questions, Justice? All in favor of the passage of 24-53, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Okay, this next one does not necessarily have a motion attached to it. Oh, yeah, Ms. Floyd. We need to get back to amend their original budget of the money moved. We took the money out of the one budget, but we didn't ever put it in the other one. In County General for Mental Health Services.
And I have the amount. So in Fund 1000, Department 0418, County Jail, if we can amend line item 3009 to $429,012.53.
So we have a motion, Justin.
Can I be so moved?
Yes. So the motion is to amend Fund 1000, Department 0418, line item 3009, to the amount of $429,012.53 that Justice Coates moved on. Do we have a second?
Second.
Justice, any conversation, any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Okay. So the next one is a conversation with COLA. We have one sheet of paper that Mr. Sanson gave us. I have another sheet of paper to pass around that I can explain once we get there. And then Judge Dodson has some words for us.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Just to make it known that the sheet of paper I gave you was information only. I'm not advocating for it.
Yes. Yeah. It's, yes. So just as we, just to frame the conversation, every year we have to talk about COLA. Which is fine, and it's well deserved, and it's something we must do, and we've talked about this many times, is that we need to set a track record of setting a decent COLA. There was a time in county government, in this county government, when there was multiple years where we were only able to give 0 or 1% cost of living adjustment. The county got, and I'll tell you why, I believe, the county got so high on spending carryover, our carryover was a great amount for a long time, and we got so high on spending carryover in our regular revenue, and then when that train came crashing down, COLAs are what suffered, along with county budgets. Am I wrong? Mr. Higgins, you're on the court for that whole time.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't, because I wasn't on the court that whole time. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong. That's from my perspective looking back on it. So we're in a place again, thanks to record revenues that we've seen in the county the past 3 or 4 years. We've done a better job controlling expenses. We got our county employees caught up to where they need to be. And now it's the time to give respectable COLAs. And now, where do those percentages come from? There's a couple different places. Judge Dodson, I think, is going to talk to some of that. But that's always been the big question for the court, is you give a cost of living adjustment, what do we base that off of? What that number do you base that off of? There's lots of things. There's no right answer, I don't think, to do it with. But there's what we can do, and then what we can afford, and what we want to do. You know, what we can afford and what we want to do, and those two have to meet in the middle, or obviously it really only needs to be what we can't afford, you know, but you don't want to overextend yourself either on what you can't afford. To me, you don't want to bump right up to that line of we can't afford X amount, so let's get right up to that line, just because I'm personally more fiscally conservative than that. So anyways, that's me just framing the conversation. Do y'all have any more questions before I turn it over to Judge Johnson? For his comments. Okay. Judge, say that again.
I'd be all about that.
Let's take a 5-minute recess then.
Hey, we've been back here doing jumping jacks.
I'm totally in and out.